It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Bolero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium and Claudia Hicks Court on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead, it's the season opener for the Rowan County Vikings and the Mason County Royals. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy. My normal partner is out tonight, Jared Stacy, under the weather. And we'll go this one solo. Rowan County, coached by Sean Thacker, was 13-16 last season. The Mason County Royals of Coach Brian Kirk were 29-6 last season, losing to George Rogers Clark in the 10th region finals. Since 1998, Mason County holds a 15-8 lead in the series. We'll be back with the starting lineups and more after this on WIVY 96.3 and WIVYradio.com.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium in Moorhead, where the Round County Vikings and the Mason County Royals are set to tip things off. Getting a great season last year for Mason County, but they lost quite a few players. Round County, they've got quite a few players back. And let's go ahead and take a look at the lineup for Round County. At one guard will be Deshaun Watkins, a 6'1 senior, averaging 11.1 points and 5.1 rebounds last season. At another guard, Jason Ingles, a 5'8 junior. He averaged 10.6 points and 1.8 rebounds last year. Colby Wilburn at a guard. He missed quite a bit of time with injury last year, a 6'2 senior. He averaged 14.1 points and 4.8 rebounds in 2022-23. At one forward will be Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior. He averaged 8 points and 4.1 rebounds last year. And at the other forward, Braden Myrus, a 6'1 senior, transfer from Lexington Christian Academy. Of course, a native of Moorhead. He averaged 6.7 points and 2.4 rebounds last year for Lexington Christian. And Deshaun Watkins, Jason Ingles, and Colby Wilburn are the guards. Weston Maxey and Braden Myrus are the forwards. And Mason County a little late getting the lineup in. We hope to. Hope to have him here pretty soon. And Coach Brian Kirk has an illness in his family, and he was a little late getting away, we understand. So that's the reason that the lineup may not be in, but it about has to be in the next 30 seconds. And anyway, let's go ahead and take a look at some things. On Thursday night of this week here on WIVY 96.3, WIVYradio.com, MSU. We'll take on Marshall. That's the women. And we need to check that and make sure on that one. That was written down here, but I'm not sure that is the case. We'll draw it up and come back with that. For Round County, they will Saturday night. They will play a doubleheader that is an EKC matchup with Greenup County. Then the EKC tournaments will move on till Monday and Tuesday, and also championship game on Thursday. Okay, we've got the lineup now. One guard will be Caden Reed. He is a 5'11 junior. And another guard is Blake Reed. He's a 6-foot senior. Forward will be Jake Feldhaus. Feldhaus last year averaged 2 points and 1.5 rebounds. Landon Silly will start at a forward. Silly is 6'4 and a senior. He averaged 1.9 points, 1.3 rebounds last season. And then Braden Hamilton will open at a forward. He's a 6-foot senior. He averaged 10 points and 1.5 rebounds. So let's check those again. For Mason County, the forwards are Braylon Hamilton, Feldhaus, and Silly. And the guards are Caden and Blake Reed. In Round County, Deshaun Watkins, Jason Ingles, and Colby Wilburn at the guards. Weston Maxey and Braden Myrus at the forwards. The Round County girls are on the road tonight at Morgan County. We'll try to keep it in score on that one as we go along. And both will be playing again on Saturday night against Greenup County in the EKC tournament bracket. It's a tough one this year. It'd be tough to see who would be the favorite in that. Round County and Mason County set to do battle here. We'll be back in a moment after this on WIVY.
K hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Back here at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. We were mentioning something about games coming up here on WIVY on tomorrow night. The MSU men will be at Austin Peay. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off. And on Thursday, the women will host Marshall. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off, and that's across town at Johnson Arena. Again, the Brown County Vikings and Lady Vikings will play Greenup County at 7:30 on Saturday. For Mason County, their next game will be against Simon Kenton. That's a week from Tuesday. They had a November 30th game against Greenup County canceled. Bath County got underway with a win last night in girls action, 61-45 over Bourbon County. Menifee County, another district foe for Round County, defeated Estill County, 57-55. In boys action last night, East Carter beat Raceland in overtime, 66-62. Fairview beat Elliott County, 64-58. Montgomery County beat Greenup County, 63-60. We'll be back with the double-check the starting lineups and have the tip-off after this on WIVY.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Need some extra cash for the holidays? Think Eagle Finance. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Mason County in the royal blue uniforms with white numbers and white trim. A little checkerboard piping on the sides of the uniforms. Brown County in the home white uniforms with green lettering and yellow trim. Officiating crew, a veteran crew, Joe Coldiron is the referee, along with Gavin Ramsey and Jeff Atkins. Whoa, we're turning down the lights. Well, they're not turning them down over top of us. That's a good thing because we were... This is a surprise. Deshaun Watson just off a good outstanding football season for the Round County Vikings. He's been introduced to the crowd with a spotlight. Jason Ingles, 5'8 junior. 72 three-pointers last season for Jason Ingles. And his first Viking game on a varsity level is Braden Myris. Had a nice season last year for Lexington Christian. And look for good things this season, certainly. Big things from Colby Wilburn, the 6'2 senior. Again, missed some with injury last year, but at 23 three-pointers, 14.1 points and 4.8 rebounds. Lights are back up, and we're ready to go. Joe Coldiron basketball in hand. I think he and Jeff Atkins are having a little conversation with Marvin Moore, the corporate superintendent of Brown County Schools, and also a longtime member of the KHSA board. Feldhaus against Wilburn. Ball's in the air. Tip is controlled by Feldhaus, and he gets it off to Braden Myers. With it is Deshaun Watkins. He angles left against the man-to-man. Gets it inside to Myers. Myers spins in the lane and misses, but a hand check for Landon Seeley, Mason County. Watkins needs to get it in, bounces it in to Myers. Three-pointer left wing is no good off the back of the iron, and down with the rebound is one of the Clark brothers, and that was Reed brothers. In the corner, open shot for Blake Reed, no good, but the ball comes right back to him. He goes inside, and he's tied up by Watson. And on the alternating possession, it will go to Mason County. Caden Reed is out to inbound, bounces it in to Feldhaus. He goes up with a little half hook, and it's good. First points of the game. Brown County back with it, left side. Morris Ingles has it. Looks high to Wilburn. Takes a three-pointer, steps down the lane, gets it in the right side. Deshaun Watson, three-pointer in route, good. First lead change of the ball game. He knocks that one down. Left side with it. Now Clark drives down the lane, flips it up going by. No good. Rebound to Deshaun Watson. The shot was taken by Blake Reed, rather. Wilburn takes a three-pointer, penetrates. Little left side jumper is good. 5-2. Round County leads it. Reed with it, penetrates baseline, gets it off the Feldhaus, and he lays it up and in. Jake Feldhaus has four. Ingles drives it underneath, no good, and rebound off the Feldhaus. Left side three-pointer on the way by Seeley, no good, and Maxie has the rebound for Round County. He has it stolen away. That theft was by Blake Reed, and he gets a layup. Excuse me, Caden Reed. 6-5, lead change, second lead change. And Mason County bounces back out on top. Watson at the point guard, angles right, goes to the free throw line, follow away jumper, bounces off the rim and goes in. High off the rim and came back down through. Driving with it, flips up. Shot running by is Braylon Hamilton, and he gets it to fall. And we have a total of four lead changes in this game already. Deshaun Watson, guarded by Caden Reed. Watson drops it, and it's going to be stolen away. Driving with it is Seeley, and he puts it up and in. Three-point lead is the biggest lead of the game for either team. Myers across the timeline, penetrates down the lane, goes up with a left-hand runner, good. Braden Myers, his first two, cuts the lead to one, 10-9 for Mason County. Whoa. Tell you what, Mason County's, and I saw this on their scrimmage game, their exhibition game, Blake Reed just loaded one up and hit a Round County player right in the teeth. I think that was Myers that took it. Brown County will get it on the foul. That's the first foul on Reed and the second on Mason County. Again, we've got five fouls in a quarter. And on that fifth foul, each team will shoot two. We don't have the one-and-one anymore. We moved on to the college women's style game. And Watson throws it away. Ahead it goes, laid up and in by Caden Reed. Back to a three-point lead for Mason County. Watson down the lane, kicks out in the corner to Ingles. High arching three-pointer left side, missed everything long, and Feldhaus has the rebound. Underneath with it, putting it up in, a left-handed layup by Hamilton. He's got four, and that is the biggest lead of the game. 1-2-2 setup for Round County now. Popping out is Winkleman. He came, just checked in. Left side it goes Myris. Fall away from a 16 feet, bounces around, no good. And off with it is Braylon Hamilton for Mason County. He hustles up the right side. Gets it off to Blake Reed. Reed fall away from the jumper. Jumper rather from the baseline. It rolls all the way around the rim and goes in. And that's a 7-point lead now for Mason County. 16-9, 3:33 to go in the first quarter, and it's up and down. Myris. With the count on, penetrates. Hands off to Wilburn. Wilburn steps behind the three-pointer, gets it back to Myris. Corner it goes, Ingles. He has it batted away, comes up with it. Off to Wilburn. Wilburn will penetrate to the free throw line, bounces it inside to Winkleman, back out to Ingles. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Ball is taken down by Blake Reed. Reed up the left side, fakes a step back three, and goes in the corner instead to Seeley. No good with a three-pointer, and a rebound foul called on Caden Reed. That is his first and the team's third here in the first quarter. In comes Christian Parker for the first time. So Round County has Braden Myris, Watkins, Wilburn, Parker, and Winkleman. Watkins left side to Parker. Carter McClanahan in for the first time for the Royals. In the lane it goes to Myers. Turnaround jumper from about 10 feet. No good, and that'll be a foul on Deshaun Watkins going over the back on the rebound. First on Deshaun Watkins, first for Round County. 2:33 to go in the first quarter, and it is Mason County out to a comfortable 16-9 lead. And it comes to Seeley. Now back to Caden Reed. He goes under and flips it up, and it counts. And Watkins is going to get his second foul in just a matter of a few seconds. Caden Reed has 6 points. That makes it a 9-point lead. Watkins gets his second. And quickly here comes Weston Maxey back in, a starter. And Watkins will sit down. Not a smart move there. He's Round County's leading scorer with 5 points, and he is going to have to sit down for a while. All right. Reed puts it up and in. And it's a 10-point lead for the Royals. 19-9, 2:22 to go in the first quarter. Myers penetrates down the lane, spins in the lane. He's fouled, and the ball will not fall. They're going to put a foul on. That will go on Cole Horch, who just checked in a moment ago. Braden Morris will shoot two. He's a 65% free throw shooter last year for Lexington Christian. He knocks that one down. That's the lead to 9, 19-10, 2:13 to go in quarter number one. Season opener for both of these teams. Myers puts that one in. 19-11, Round County's going to press man-to-man. Moving with it is Reed, Caden Reed. He's got it left side. Goes down the lane, puts it up. Good. He just blew by Round County's Jace Winkleman. Round County, I missed that point. I couldn't see who it was underneath. We were blocked out. Two more points, 21-13. Jumper fall away, no good by Reed, by Blake Reed. And here comes Myers with it. Left side, Maxey had a three-pointer, pulled it down, kicks it off to Wilburn. Wilburn penetrates in the lane. His floater's up and in. Colby Wilburn has four. The lead's cut to six, 21-15. Minute 26 to go in the first quarter. Ball's knocked away, but recovered by Caden Reed, and he puts it up and in. Meany's got 10. 23-15, a minute 11 to go, first quarter. Myers looks to a cutting Wilburn, who takes it from the right side all the way around to the left. And Maxey spent penetrates in the lane. They leave him wide open from 14 feet, and he hits it just inside the free throw line. Lead back to 6, 23-17, 46 seconds to go. Greed drives in, kicks out in the corner, three-pointer on the way by McClanahan, no good, and Brown County has the rebound. Headed goes to Chase Wickelman, he puts it up and in. He's playing with a face guard, he got a broken nose in one of the exhibition games. And the lead's cut to 4, 23-19, with 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Tough quickness by the guards Caden and Blake Reed for Mason County has caused Ram County some problems, but they have whittled it from 10 back down to 4 here with 12 seconds to go. Knocked away, stolen by Winkleman. He goes under and lays it up and in, and it's going to be a two-point game at the end of the first quarter as Winkleman has 4. And at the end of one, it is Mason County 23, Round County 21. Back after this on WIVY.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
LineX of Moorhead is your source for LineX protective coatings, and now your source for ValueGuard undercoating. ValueGuard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply ValueGuard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series LineX bed coatings are also available. LineX of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofmoorhead.com.
Points for Caden Reed to lead Mason County at first quarter. 6 points for Colby Wilburn to lead Round County. Round County gets it on the alternating possession to start quarter number two. Winkleman inbounds it to Myers. Wilburn, Maxey, and Parker also out there on the floor. Straight away it goes to Wilburn. Thinks about a three-pointer. Goes up and under off the glass, and it rolls around. No good. Rebound pulled down by Korch. Courtney goes to a new man in the game. And back to Hamilton. As Hamilton goes down the lane, walks with it. Round County will play at the length of the floor. We got a substitution coming in for Round County. Braden Birchfield. See his first action. As Wilburn will get a break. Myers working against Hamilton. Angles to the top of the key. Now we'll go down the lane and go up and under with it. Rolls around in. Balls. Myers has his first two. Tied at 23. That's her first tie. Left side with it, Hamilton gets it in, it's dropped. Oh, that's a cheap foul there by Gavin Ramsey. Tell you what, you're going to call a lot of fouls on Mason County if you call that one. But it's going to go on Parker, his first and the team's first. Corner it comes, driving inside. Was. Look, Caden Reed, he got two more. 29-23, and then they steal it away, and a foul in backcourt. Foul will go on Myers. That is his first and the team's second. The steal was by Caden Reed. 25-23. same margin as we had at the end of the first quarter. Moving with it is Caden Reed. Double team. Cross knocked down by Winkleman, but it's recovered by Feldhaus. Gives it off. Layup is good. That one was by Horch. And it's 27-23 after getting it tied. Round County now falls down to a four-point deficit. Maxey goes down the lane. Goes up in the lane, has it blocked, and off with the rebound is McClanahan. Gets it ahead, stolen away. As Myers picks off the pass. Jumper by Myers is good. That's a three-pointer. And let's see. I'm telling you what, I'll just be honest with you. It looked like Mason County was visibly saw that and they popped. Winkleman right in the nose, and he's going to go back to the training room and get checked out. 27-26, one-point lead for Mason County. They have the basketball under 6 minutes now. With it is Reed. Fall away jumper is good. He's having a great night. 15 points, Reed. Driving baseline is Wilburn. Out to Myers. He goes down the lane. A little left-handed runner is no good. And over the top to get the rebound is Feldhaus. And here comes Caden Reed with it. He goes down, and that's going to be a charge. Reed guys, they will not care to be physical, and they also like to argue every time they're called for something. In for Mason County. Seeley's back in. Remaining in is McClanahan, also Feldhaus, Hamilton, and Blake Reed. Myers across the timeline. Goes left with it, comes out, hands to Eagles. Eagles takes it to the baseline. Bounces right in the middle, blocked by Birchfield. Tries to get a shot off. Kicks it out to Maxey. Fakes a three-pointer. He goes down the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Weston Maxey has four. Cuts the lead to one at 29-28. And Myers steals the ball. Comes down the middle. Bounces off to Wilburn. And he's fouled by Hamilton. Braylon Hamilton, his first and the team's second of the quarter. Wilburn has 6 points. He'll shoot two. Hit 74% from the free throw line last season. Wilburn puts it up. Good. That ties it for the second time. We were tied at 23. Now we're tied at 29. And that one's good. And we have our fifth lead change. 30-29 Round County. Driving down the lane and hooking it up, no good, but that was McClanahan. The rebound comes down to Feldhaus. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Foul will be on Birchfield. His first, team's third. Feldhaus has six. He'll go to the free throw line for one. That was a lead change, but no good on the free throw. Six lead changes, and with it is Round County, but a lead for Mason County. To Maxey, to Myers. 4:30 to go in the second quarter. Myers bounces it off to Wilburn, goes in against Feldhaus. Turnaround jumper is no good, but he's fouled. Looks like Feldhaus will get it. Feldhaus first, the team's third. Each team with three fouls, and Wilburn will shoot two. He made two just a moment ago. And that one rims all the way around and goes down. Third tie, we're tied at 31. Wilburn hits it, and we've got seven lead changes. Clanahan moves with it. Hands it off to Hamilton. Reed has it. There's Blake Reed. Inside it goes. And a shot up. No good, but there's a foul on Ingles. number 11. Ingles fouled number 11. McClanahan, a 78% free throw shooter last season, will shoot two. 32-31, a high scoring contest. That's up. Good. Four ties now. You know, with his nose feeling a little bit better, Chase Winkleman comes back in. Shots up, good. Eight lead changes. 33-32, Mason County. Myers going to play a lot at guard. We thought he was going to be more of the forward. He's at guard, goes down the lane, puts it up, going by, no good. Ball batted around, and Blake Reed comes down with it. Ball's thrown away. Ingles comes up with it. Turnover by Hamilton. Ingles takes it the length of the floor and puts it up and in, his first two. And we've got nine lead changes. Nice move by Reed, Blake Reed, but he can't get the ball to fall. Inside it goes to Winkleman. He puts it up. No good. And now they're going to slow it down. Round County leads by 134-33. Mason County's going to walk it up. It's Round County man-to-man. Ball thrown away. Round County gets it. Winkleman down the lane. Goes up with the left hand. No good. And a timeout, 30-second timeout taken by Mason County. Check on any scores. Well, I'd like to check on it from Morgan County. Nothing posted as yet on that one. Mason County sends back out Seeley, Feldhaus, Blake Reed, Hamilton, and McClanahan. They will play at the length of the floor, trailing by one. McClanahan, against three-quarter court pressure, gets it across the timeline. Ram County's in the zone. Left side, three-pointer on the way by Hamilton. No good, rims around, tapped up by Feldhaus. No good, gets it, goes back up with it, is fouled, and he'll go to the line. That'll go on Slade White. Seeing his first action of the season, his first, and the team fifth. Would it be two shots either way on this one? Feldhaus missed a free throw just a moment ago. Puts this one up, good. Tied at 34. Fifth tie here in the first half. 2:44 to go before halftime. And that's a lead change. The 10th, as Feldhaus knocks it down. He's got 8 points. That is Darren Feldhaus' son, the former Kentucky Wildcat. He's sitting on the bench for Mason County as an assistant coach. Myers straight away to Wilburn. Three-pointer Wilburn hits off the front of the rim. No good, and Feldhaus went over the top and got the rebound. Here comes Reed. Reed goes up and under and puts it in. Nice move by Blake Reed. He's got four. Myers back with it. Jumper left of the lane. Cuts the lead to one. He's got seven. It's 37-36 Mason County as we head for the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. Blake Reed has it, looks inside, and that should have been a foul on Round County. Feldhaus was held. Round County gets a break there. Wilburn gets it out to Ingles. He goes baseline. He's all the way under. Centers it, and it's picked up by Winkleman. And with 1:40 to go, Round County will reset it. Inside Wilburn, guarded by Feldhaus. Straight away to Myers. Right elbow to Slade White. Wilmer takes it. Penetrates. Falls away. Left side hits the front of the rim. No good. And here in a hurry comes Blake Reed. Stops with a 10-footer in the lane. No good. And the rebound comes off to Ingles. Ingles off to Myers. Corner it goes to Slade White. He penetrates in. Spins. Goes up with it. Good. First two for Slade White. That's a lead change number 11. 38-37 Brown County. Reed with it. Ends up right side in the hands of Hamilton for a three-pointer. No good. Wilburn takes the rebound, and he will jog it up with 47 seconds to go before halftime. Wilburn had picked it up and has it knocked away and stolen. Well, that's just not a good play there, and Hamilton will take it down and put it in. That is the 12th lead change, 39-38 Mason County. Wilburn goes down the lane, has it stolen again, but they're going to give him a foul. Feldhaus will get the foul. That is his second and the team's fourth. In comes Horch, and out goes Feldhaus. Wilburn to inbound for Round County. 23 seconds to go. Hits it out deep to Winkleman. Off to Wilburn. Wilburn goes into the lane, spins up with it, missed it, hit the underside of the rim. Ball goes to the end line. And it'll be Mason County basketball as it goes off the end line. Seven seconds to go in the quarter. Mason County by one with the basketball. Blake Reed crosses over, spins, goes up, pushes off, doesn't get it. Rebound comes off to Wilburn, and they Brown County will not get a shot off, and Mason County will lead at the half, 39-38. We'll come back with the scoring after this on WIBY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber is the place for stocking stuffers. Get your start today. We have a huge selection of Yeti cups and coolers, flashlights, and case upon case of Case brand knives. Our selections are ever-changing. Come out to Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is a helpful place. Big Four Lumber is so much more than just lumber and nails. Come see us to start and finish your Christmas shopping today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. The value pack of USDA bone-in split chicken breast is specially priced for only $1.29 a pound. Red Ripe on the Vine tomatoes are just $1.99 a pound. And two Pillsbury Crescent or cinnamon rolls are only $6. Warm your family up with a great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Kasky Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Kasky's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Kasky Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Mason County 23, Round County 21 at the end of the first quarter. Round County outscores Mason County 17-16 in the second period, and it's 39-38 Royals at halftime. Scoring for Round County, 10 points for Colby Wilburn, 7 points for Gavin Myras, 5 points for Deshaun Watkins, 4 points for Weston Maxey, Jace Winkleman, and Braden Myras, and 2 points for Slade White. 15 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 38 points for Round County. For Mason County, 15 points for Caden Reed, and he had to sit out some time with foul trouble. 8 points for Jake Feldhaus, 6 points for Braylon Hamilton. 4 points for Blake Reed. 2 points each for McClanahan, Korch, and Seeley. 17 field goals for Mason County, and no three-pointers, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and 39 points. We'll be back with the complete statistics courtesy of Charlie Charles after this on WIVY.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Let's correct some scoring there. We sort of split the scoring between the Myers brothers, but Braden Myers had them all. He had 11 points on 4 field goals, 1 free throw, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Shooting, Mason County hit 17 of 30 for 56.7% from the field, 0 of 5 from three-point range, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Round County, 15 of 29 for 51.7%, 2 of 6 from behind the arc, and 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Rebounds, that was owned by Mason County, 18 to 10. Feldhouse had 6 for Mason County, and Wilburn had 4 for Round County. 8 fouls whistled on Mason County, 2 each on Jake Feldhouse and Caden Reed. 7 fouls on Round County, 2 on Deshaun Watson. 6 assists for Mason County, 2 of those for Caden Reed. 7 assists for Round County, 2 of those for Deshaun Watson. Sorry, let's go back to that. 6 assists for Round County, 2 of those for Weston Maxey. 9 turnovers on Mason County, 5 Round County. No block shots in the half, 5 steals for Mason County and 6 steals for Round County, 3 of those for Jace Wimpleman. Points off turnovers, 10 for Mason County, 13 for Round. Second chance points, 4 for Mason County, none for Round. And off the bench, Round County had 6 and Mason County had 4. It's set to go on to half number 2. It looks like the Royals will send out their lineup of Hamilton, McClanahan, Hamilton, Feldhouse, Seeley, and Caden and Blake Reed. Round County with Deshaun Watkins, Jason Ingles, Colby Wilburn, Weston Maxey, and Braden Myers. Waiting for the clock to wind down, about 20 seconds before we'll get this second half started. Mason County leads 39 to 38. Back with you on Saturday for the EKC doubleheader. Round County against Greenup County, girls at 6 and the boys at 7:30. Mason County will have the basketball on the alternating possession. Out to inbound is Caden Reed. Inbounds it to Hamilton. He'll work against Ingles as Round County plays man-to-man. Ball deflected by Ingles and still playing by Maxey. Maxey gets it off to Myers. Myers goes down the lane, puts it up and in, and we've got another lead change. That makes it 13 of them. 40-39, Round County leads it. Blake Reed gets it off to Hamilton. Now to Seeley. Taking it. Seeley gets it off, knocked away by Maxey and stolen. Maxey up the right side. Now he'll slow down and hand it off to Ingles. To Wilbert. Now to Maxey and to Deshaun Watson. Watson gives it right side. Maxey right corner. Wilbert, he goes under. Puts it up off the glass. No good. And that ball is off the hands of Myers. Out of bounds. And Mason County will have it. Round County, man-to-man. Reed gets his underneath, put up and in by Feldhouse. He bobbled it, but was able to get it under control and put it up and in. Fifth lead change, and it's a two-point lead for Mason County. Wilburn with it. Now Myers, he'll go baseline and miss the layup. A little too much spin, and Maxey gets another steal. Head to Myers. He'll have to take it, go under the basket. Off to Watson. He goes baseline. Spins, little fallaway jumper is good. 7 for Watkins, and we're tied at 42. 6th tie. All of them in the second and third quarters. Balls rolls under to Ball's put up and in, 43-42 Mason County. Lead change number 15. Round County back with it. Maxson off to Wilbur. He penetrates left elbow. Goes baseline. Follow away baseline jumper. Too far. And off with it is Hamilton. Jumper from the free throw line. No good. That was taken by Caden Reed. Brown County has the rebound. Wilbur drives on Fieldhouse and picks it up. Needs some help. Gets it out deep to Maxey. Maxey angles left. Now into the lane. Has it batted away and stolen. Fieldhouse gets it ahead to Hamilton. He goes up and in with it. Three-point lead for Mason County. 45-42. 4:52 to go. In the second quarter. Ingles gets in front court. Wide open three-pointer. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound by Myras. He goes down the lane. Lays it up and in. 15 now for Braden Myras. 45-44. Lead goes to, stays with Mason County, rather. Left side to Seeley. Off to Blake Reed. Back to Seeley. Reed. Right down the lane, he just blew by Myras, and Myras reached and grabbed him. Myras gets his second, the team's first. Maxey will step out, and Winkleman will come in. Deep with it is Blake Reed. Off to a driving McClanahan. No good. Rebound Sean Watkins. Off to Myras. Myras floats under and makes the layup. Another lead change. Layup good by Mason County. And we got blocked. That one. With it is Watson. He drives into the lane, goes down the lane, little floater in the lane, bounces, no good, tapped up, no good, and off it comes to Reed. Corner jumper, no good. Rebound Fieldhouse. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Foul will be on Watson. That is his third. Team second. And he puts that one up and in. He's got 15 points now, and it's a four-point lead for Mason County. It was Fieldhouse who got the bucket just a moment ago when we were shielded on the right side of the floor. Watson has it in. Penetrates. Off to Winkleman. Back to Watson. 3:14 to go in the third quarter. 50-46. Mason County has the lead. It goes to Slade White. Off to Myras. Myras penetrates in the lane. Left side White. High arching three-pointer from the left side. Good. And they're going to have to untangle the net as Round County cuts the lead to 50-49. 2:57 to go in the third quarter. Christian Parker comes back in, and Ingles gets a break. Here comes Blake Reed. Spins, little jumper left of the lane, no good, and Deshaun Watson has the rebound. Goes right by one, but goes up, puts it up, no good. That was a bad shot. Fieldhouse gets the rebound. Had it go, put up and in by McClanahan. A little selfish move on that far end cost Brown County a chance to take the lead. 52-49, 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Watson penetrates, hands off to Myra. This is Winkleman. Now underneath it goes, ball's in the corner. Parker, three-pointer, misses everything, way long. And here comes Reed, knocked away from him out of bounds. Mason County will have it under their own basket with a three-point lead. For Mason County, Tegan Rout comes in for the first time. And also Garyon McLean for the first time. And the ball comes to Caden Reed. He goes under, flips it up and in. First points of the half, but he's got 17 now in the game, and it's a five-point lead for Mason County. They led by as many as 10 back in the first quarter before Ram County rallied back to keep it close up until this point. Now it's spreading out again. Watson bounces in. Bad pass. Slade White could not get it. And the foul is going to go on Slade White. His second. Team's third. Couple of bad series for Deshaun Watson, and he's going to sit down for a while. Around County. Ball. McClanahan knocked away and stolen by Winkleman. He goes up and in with it. Steal in a basket by Jason Winkleman. He's got six. Cuts the lead to three. 54-51. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Left side, three-pointer on the way, no good. That was taken by one of the new men in the game, McLean. Myers is fouled before he attempted a shot. And here they're going to put it on. That will go on a McClanahan, his first. Team's first of the half. And Slade White will inbound for Round County. Needs help. Gets it into Myers. Penetrates underneath, up off the glass, no good. Thought he got some contact, but that was just, oh, that was a walk, thank you. A little late. Brown County gets it. Side backcourt in for Mason County is Horch, and Fieldhouse will sit down. And it comes to Myers. Gets it ahead to Wilburn. Wilburn goes down the lane, puts it up. Good, and he'll go to the line. Cuts the lead to one, 54-53, and Wilburn can tie it. Last tie was 42. Here we are, it can be tied at 54. Gavin Myers comes in for the first time. Maxie comes back in. Gavin Myers replaces his brother. And Parker sits down for Round County. Free throw up and good. And we are tied at 54 apiece. Back with it. Caden Reed. And he's fouled by Gavin Myers. Side front court for Mason County. And it comes to Caden Reed. Down the lane goes Caden Reed. He puts it up. No good. But he's fouled by Gavin Morris, and that's his second. Shooting two will be Caden Reed. 31.8 seconds to go in the third period. That one is up. Good. 18 now for Reed. Gavin Reed will sit down and Gavin Myers will sit down and Braden Myers will come back in. Second free throw for Reed, Caden Reed. That's good. 56-54 Royals. 31.8 seconds to go. And it comes to Maxie. Maxie penetrates off to Myers. Crosses the timeline on the Viking logo. That's a two-hand check there that they don't call. Myers penetrates into the lane. Gets it off to Wilburn. Three-pointer on the way. Wilburn, no good, rims out. And the ball's batted out of bounds by Mason County's porch. Brown County will get it under their own basket with 7.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brown County will take a 30-second timeout. It's 23-21, Mason County at the end of the first, 39-38 Mason County at halftime, and it's Mason County up by two here, 56-54. Brown County will try to get this one tied up. Get the teams to break the 30-second timeout huddle. Braden Myers to inbound. And to Maxie, he penetrates. Kicks it out to Parker. Parker needs help. Gets it off to Wilburn. High arching, long three-pointer. Yes, sir. Toby Wilburn has 16 points, and we go to the fourth quarter with Round County holding a 57-56 lead. Back after this on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Inbound to start the fourth quarter. Maxie. And in to Deshaun Watson. It's the man-to-man right side. Maxie. Inside to cutting Wilburn. He puts it up, no good. Ball's almost stolen by Watson after Mason County had the rebound, but the Royals do come out with it. Caden Reed. Right side, penetrates into the lane. Fall away 10-footer is no good. Rebound Watson. Gets it ahead to Wilburn. Wilburn goes up. Count it, and he's fouled. And Caden Reed continues to argue every time he gets a foul called on him. That's his third, the team's first. Wilburn. We'll go to the line to attempt the old-fashioned three-point play, and Round County matches its biggest lead of 3 points. That one is no good. Rebound by Watson. Wilburn, three-pointer up. Good. Round County has its biggest lead of the game of 6 points. 62-56. Underneath, layup by Feldhouse is good on a beautiful pass by Caden Reed. And Mason County is going to take a timeout, a full timeout. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Brown County will play at the length of the floor, up by four, 62-58. 7:05 to go in the ballgame. Here comes Tamiris. Braden Myris. Gonna have to get used to those. Gavin and Braden. Myris. Braden is the senior. Watt has it. Off to Wilburn. Wilburn gets it inside the white. Back out to Wilburn. Penetrates, and he's fouled. Whoa, they're going to call it. Offensive foul on Wilburn, and that's the phantom call of the game for Joe Coldiron. He's driving across the lane. He gets stuck with a foul. Jeff Atkins saying, "Coach, I didn't call it," talking to Sean Thacker. Foul call on Slade White. Free throws coming for Caden Reed. He's got 19 points. Puts it up. Good. Cuts the lead to three, 62-59 for Round County. And up and good. Cuts the lead to two. 21 points for Reed, Caden Reed, and it comes to Deshaun Watson. 6:34 to go on this one. It's a good one. A good old good one right now. 62-60 Round County. Watson off to Wilburn. And he takes it. He's fouled. And they're not going to count it. It's going to be on Feldhouse. That was no question about that. But when it occurred was the only question. He got bumped off stride and watching. And he's helped. And he had Wilburn wide open, but he got it in to Gavin. Wilburn, three-pointer, left side, good. 65-60. With it right side, Hamilton. Out it goes, wide open ceiling. No good. Wait a minute, what do we got? I guess they didn't call a foul. I don't know what they did. They broke up a play. Caden Reed cheap-shotted Gavin Rams. Rams, he didn't like it, and he hurries into front court. Off it goes to Wilburn. Has it stolen away nicely by Caden Reed. And he... blocking foul called on Gavin Myris. That's his third. 5:52 to go in the game. 65-60 Round County. That was like a good call across the way on the block. Ball comes into Sealy. Penetrates, gives it right corner for an open three-pointer by Fieldhouse. No good. Rebound by Myris. Myris all the way down the lane, puts it up going by. That's a forced shot there. But stolen away by Gavin Myris. Off the Wilburn, three-pointer on the way. Yeah, you know it. He is red hot in this half. He's got four three-pointers in this half. 68-60 now, Round County's biggest lead of the game. Shot up no good, taken by Blake Reed. And here comes Myris with it. Left side it goes. Gavin Myris, three-pointer, good. Gavin Myris, the junior, knocks it down. And Round County leads by double figures, 71-60. Full timeout taken by Mason County. We'll take a 30-second break here. We got a little late getting out of there. So this timeout's 30 seconds here on WIVY.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
.60 Round County with its biggest lead of the game. You can bet Mason County will come out very physical and very aggressive. Round County has Gavin Myris, Braden Myris, Deshaun Watson, Colby Wilburn, and Christian Parker. 27 points now for Colby Wilburn, 17 in this half. And Mason County will play at the length of the floor. Then Caden Reed. Foul on Gavin Ramsey, that's his fourth. They got it third on the board. And that does end up being a turnover. Joe Coldiron wanted to talk with it. Gavin Ramsey. Was a turnover. It comes to Gavin Myris. Deshaun Watson. Penetrates down the lane. Bounces it off to Myers. Gavin out deep to Colby Wilburn down the lane, puts it up, good. 29 for Colby Wilburn, 73-60, 13 point Round County lead. Ball centered, knocked away by Braden Myers. It'll belong to Mason County. In it for Mason County. Look to a cutting Sealy. Can't get it. With it now is Blake Reed. He angles, spins in the lane. Picks it up. Bad spot, but he gets it off the Fieldhouse. Now gets it back. Long three-pointer is no good. It hits to the sideline. And standing on the sideline was Caden Reed. He was upset that he was on the sidelines. He wasn't upset with the call. And in comes Maxie, and out goes Parker. In comes McClanahan, and out goes Sealy for Mason County. And it comes to Gavin Myris, penetrates in front court and gets it off to Braden Myris. Printer pitch goes down the lane, stops. Little half hook, rolls in. 19 for Braden Myris. That's a nice drive. Give it to him. And that's Caden Reed. They've got to stop him out on the floor. They can't let him get it to the rim. Foul is going to be on Braden Myers. That's his third. Team's fifth. Caden Reed will go to the line. 2-4. He's got 23 points, going for 24 right here. And it's good. And it comes to Braden Myers. He shoots all the way down the middle of the floor, puts it up, going by. Good. 21 points for Myers. Front court, Fieldhouse. They leave him wide open for a three-pointer. Good. And what do we got now? Whistle. I don't know what it was. They're concerned about. Oh, well, no, never mind. It was Braden Myers. He's limping to the training room. And there ends up being a timeout, a full timeout taken by Round County, leading at 77-66. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Brown County against full court man-to-man pressure. Maxey gets it in to Wilburn. Wilburn crosses the timeline, penetrates, goes all the way under, puts it up. No good. Tapped up by Watts. Watson, no good, and off the hands of Hamilton, out of bounds. Brown County will keep it under their own basket. I think we need some perspiration. And right now they don't have a towel to do it. This is Coach Gabe Brown handling a little janitorial duties. Assistant coaches for Round County, Jordan Mann, Gabe Brown, Tyler Maynard, Chris Roberts, and Tyler Thacker. And it comes to Round County, Watson with it. Penetrates. Gets it off to Wilburn. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound. Maxey goes over the back and gets a foul. Need two shots on the other end for Mason County. You know, Mason's had their complaints, but to be honest with you, they should be rather pleased with the fact that they have been called for a whole lot fewer personal fouls than Round County. Caden Reed will shoot two. 24 points, make it 25, and the lead's down to 10, 77-67. After being down by 15, they being Mason County, whittled it back down to 10 points. That one's up good. And to 9 points. Comes to Watson. He's guarded by Caden Reed. Gets it across to Gavin Myers. Three-pointer up no good by Ingles. Doesn't fall. Foul will go on McClanahan, his second, team's third. Maxey will shoot two free throws. Free throw's good. Maxie up, and good again. He's got 6, 79, 68. Shot up, no good. That was by Caden Reed. Ahead to Caden Reed slapping the floor. He got by with it. Foul will be on McClanahan, his third for Mason County. Now both teams will shoot two shots for the remainder of the contest. Ball ahead to Myers. Braden Myers. Now he can back out high with it. Right side it goes to Maxie. Maxie goes underneath, lays it up. No good. And they're going to call him for a charge. Wow. Tough call on Maxie. His second. Mason County will play at the length of the floor. Three-pointer indeed. No good. Fieldhouse gets the rebound. Puts it up and in. The first deep three-pointer was taken by Blake Reed. And it comes to Wilburn. 9-point lead with approaching the 2-minute mark. Wilburn's going to get deep. Double team, and they took a timeout, a 30-second timeout. Good move there by Round County. 2:08 to go. Round County has a 9-point lead. You can't dribble in now that Mason County has ratcheted the defense up. You can't dribble into a double team. And back on Saturday here at the Coop. For Round County taking on the Greenup County Musketeers. County side, front court. Maxie to inbound. And it comes to Braden Myers. Oh, that's a hand check. Blake Reed gets his second. And Myers will go to the free throw line for two. Myers, 2 of 2 in for the free throw line. 65% free throw shooter last season at Lexington Christian. Puts it up. Good. Brown County back by 10, 80-70 with 2:02 to go in the game. Winkleman's going to check in. If he makes the free throw, as Myers does, and he does. And Max is going to get a break. Here comes Caden Reed inside to Fieldhouse. Out in the corner to Blake Reed. Step back. And he throws it into the first row, second row over on the far side. Across court. And Round County will get it back with a minute 52 to go. Okay, Maxie comes in. Ingles comes in. Gavin Myers will go out. And Winkleman. So we've got offensive, defensive subs. Into Ingles. Bounces it back to Maxie. Throws it away. Three-pointer on the way by Hamilton. No good. Rebound batted around. And Ramsey, excuse me. Braden Myers gets it. To Watson now to Myers. Boy, he fouled. Foul will go on Feldhouse. That is his fourth. Minute 32 to go. Round County trying to hang on, leading it by 11. Braden Myers will shoot two. He's 4-4 in this game. Free throw up. Good. Four points now for Braden Myers. Puts it up. No good. Rims out. Fieldhouse has the rebound. But stolen by Myers as he cut in front of a bad errant pass. Wilburn has it. Goes underneath. Goes up. Good. He's had a big night. It's 14-point lead. Round County's biggest, 15. Three-pointer straight away on by Hamilton. It's good. And it comes to Braden Myers. Off to Gavin Myers. Gets it ahead to Maxie. Maxie gets it off to Wilburn. He goes under and lays it in. Oh, pad the stats there because he is wide open. 86-73, 51 seconds to go. Throw it away. Nice pressure by Round County. Three points is what I have for Wilburn on a quick count. Maybe 33. Yep, I believe it is 33. We'll have a complete statistics from Coach Charlie Charles. After this one, here comes Myers all the way down, puts it up, going a little too fast, and rebound is off to Caden Reed. Caden Reed gets it across court, where Seeley drives baseline. Well, they needed a three-pointer, but he missed that. Rebound put up and in, and that's good by Horch, and a timeout. Oh, Brown County's going to send in some substitutions. Okay, Goldberg is in there. Birchfield is in there. Luke White is in there. Birchfield bounces inbounds to... Oh, you didn't see who that was. We got a player go over the scoreboard. That was Flannery, Daniel Flannery. At 86-75 with only 16.9 seconds to go. Yeah, they're going to help the young man up. Good hustle by Tegan Rout. He's going to be okay. Nice. Ovation from this nice crowd. It is a great crowd. Maybe not what you'd expect for Round County, Mason County, but it's a pretty good crowd. Of course, it's cold tonight. And they're going to send in Braden Myrick. We had a nice JV game that was won by Mason County 54-42. Birchfield. Has it knocked away on the inbound, stolen? That was by Horch. Horch gets it under and fouled was Caden Reed. He was fouled by Grant Rose. He came in on that last. Yep. 8 of 8 from the free throw line for Reed in this one. He'll have two more. Puts it up. Good. Got 27 points. These teams have run up and down the floor, so you've got some impressive point totals for sure. That one is up and rolls in. And it comes with 9 seconds. Flannery down the lane. Gets it off to Birchfield, and he's going to back it out and dribble it out. And that will be it. Brown County opens the season with an 86-77 win over Mason County. We'll come back with the scoring and the statistics after this on WIBY.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Wrap it in red with Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Tools make a great gift for everyone, and we have tons. Great gifts under $20 include Craftsman, DeWalt, and Milwaukee hand tools and accessories. Get a Craftsman 104 256-piece tool set for only $99 with Ace Rewards. Need a wet dry vac to clean up messes? The 2.5-gallon Craftsman is only $19.99 with Ace Rewards. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is a helpful place.
Brown County wins it 86-77 over Mason County. It was the Royals leading 23-21 at the end of the first quarter. They led 39-38 at the half. Brown County, and then they, Brown County led 57-56 at the end of the third period, and then outscored the Royals 29-21 to win it 86-77. For the Royals, 30 points for Caden Reed, 22 for Jake Feldhaus, 11 for Braylon Hamilton, 4 points each for Carter McClanahan, Cole Horch, and Blake Reed, and 2 points for Landon Seeley. For Round County, 33 points for Colby Wilburn, 24 for Braden Myers, 7 points for Deshaun Watkins, 6 points each for Weston Maxey and Jason Winkleman, 5 points for Slade White, 3 points for Gavin Myers, and 2 points for Jason Ingles. See how many we had any double doubles. Yeah, Jake Feldhaus had a double double with 22 points and 10 rebounds. That was their only double double of this contest. Mason County, 30 of 57 from the field for 52.6%. 2 of 14 from behind the arc, 14.3%. 15 of 16 at 93.8% from the free throw line. For Round County, 33 of 62 from the field, 53.2%. 8 of 18 from three-point range, 44.4%. 12 of 14, 85.7% from the free throw line. Men have some great free throw shooting in this contest. Rebounding, the Mason County Royals won the battle of the boards 34 to 25. 10 rebounds for Feldhaus for that one. And then for Round County, among the 25 rebounds, they have several with about the same total, but Wilburn and Myris, Braden Myris, each had 5. 18 fouls whistled on Mason County, 20 on Round County. 15 assists for the Royals, 5 of those for Feldhaus. 17 assists for Round County, 4 of those for Braden Myris. 20 turnovers for Mason County, 12 for Round County. No block shots scored in the game. 10 steals for Mason County, 3 for Reed and 3 for Braylon Hamilton. 12 steals for Round County, 4 of those for Jason Winkleman. Points off turnovers, 31 for Round County, 18 for Mason County. Second chance points, Mason County 11, Round County 10. And off the bench, 14 points for Round County and 8 for Mason County. We'll come back, talk with Coach Sean Becker after this on WIVY.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Can you hear me, Coach? You can't hear me? Trying to get Coach Thacker's headset turned up. Are we okay now, Coach?
We are good.
All right. Yeah, we are going to play a little different.
Yeah.
I said that in a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
At McDonald's.
Yeah. We are going to play a little different. And they.
That's a learning curve for me, too, though.
Tell you what, the team shot the eyes out of it. Field, free throw line. Now, they being Mason County, didn't shoot very well from three-point range. But everything else, folks just knocked it down.
Right. And, you know, it's going to be a season of runs. You know, we're going to give up runs. We're going to go on runs. You know, we're all trying to figure this out together. You know, there's going to be a learning curve, and you know, the competition that we play here in December is going to identify things, and we'll figure things out. We'll make adjustments on what we need to make adjustments on, and you know, we try not to put too many different things in. Defensively, we you know, made a commitment to play man this summer, and we've been pretty solid on that. And Mason County's really hard to guard. I mean, they're just hard to guard. You know, so I don't know how much was just great offense or poor defense. But you know, and when you play that fast, you know, you just get tired, and it's a lot harder. But you know, I felt like that. You know, I thought they fatigued too a little bit. As the game went on, they turned it over a little more down the stretch and stuff. And I think maybe, you know, the bench depth that we had that we could play in a varsity game, you know, is definitely a factor right now.
They got beat off the dribble a little bit and down the court sometime, but you're not going to play very many teams quicker than
Mason County. No, that's they're you know, somebody told me today, I don't know what poll it was, but they're top 20. In one poll, you know, ranked number one, number two, whichever poll you want to go by in the 10th region. So, you know, for us, you know, that's just a good way to get things started. Now, December's going to be tough, and it's going to have its peaks and valleys. And, you know, we're excited about getting off to a great start, but we know there's a large learning curve ahead of us. You know, like I told the kids in the locker room before the game started, if you know what the substitution pattern is going to be tonight, you're way ahead of me. You know, trying to figure out, you know, we kind of have an idea, we kind of have a plan going into the game, but, you know, you get one kid gets in foul trouble, you know, and that means Braden has to go run the one for the rest of the half. That means Gavin doesn't get his minutes in the first half. But he comes in and play, you know, and has, you know, I thought he did a lot of really good things in the second half. And, you know, they just got to, you know, we just got to trust each other. You know, they got to trust us that we're trying to put the right pieces together at the right time to try to find a way to win a game. And, you know, right now I think, you know, we got a close-knit group. I think they believe in each other. And, you know, as long as we can keep that locker room the way it is right now, I think you know, we've got a lot of excitement about our team. I think, you know, the fans that came out tonight got to watch two really good teams play, and I think they'll have an opportunity to, you know, hopefully they'll want to come back and watch us play again.
You forced a lot of turnovers. That was a really nice job doing that.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really run and double much other than ball screens. So, you know, it just, you know, that's what we've been working on. We didn't try to put too many things in defensively. We wanted to just make sure that we focused in on one area, picking up full court, guarding people in half court, and you know, just making sure we're doing a good job helping. And you know, at times tonight, you know, I thought we, you know, we were late on some rotations, but you know, they're going to make you that way. They're really good. You know, I thought, I don't see lack hits too many times, but you know, Kobe got hot, you know, and then Braden had a great game, but you know, you look at his 24 points, but what he did on the other side of the coin. You know, defensively, I thought he had an outstanding game on both ends.
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought Weston Maxey did. Weston's only credited with two steals.
There's no way.
Thank you.
He had that many in a minute.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought
he had five. I'll bet.
Yeah.
You know, but it's you know, you think about keeping stats in that game.
Yeah.
You look down. You know.
Yeah.
Two more things happen before you record one.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough game to stat.
Going to have to make sure you can cover the boards.
Yeah, you know, and that's been something we talked about a lot. But that means we got to do a better job on defending the drive, because then you got to rotate over, and then that leaves that guy on the post, there, and sometimes it's our lack of size that we're rotating over there with to try to get the rebounds. I thought we did a better job in the fourth quarter of getting them. You know, one time we had to say quit front in the post and get behind, but, you know, we've got, you know, there's work to do. It's early. It's real early, but, you know, definitely excited about getting started off and maybe picking off one of those that a lot of people didn't think we'd have a chance to get.
I don't remember which team it was, but Greenup County had a night. Oh, Montgomery County. They played
63-60.
Yeah, played well.
I listened to the audio
last
night a little bit.
you sure you didn't watch it?
No, I couldn't find it. It wasn't a lack of trying.
Oh, all right.
You always got to be thinking ahead a little bit.
Yeah, but that's...
But, you know, Greenup County in here, boy-girl doubleheader, our girls, my understanding, played really well against Huntington St. Joe on Saturday, so really good win for them in a scrimmage. Played a little bit shorthanded on Saturday, and, you know, still found a way to beat a really good program. And so Coach Stokes was excited about how his kids played. And, you know, Greenup County coming in here, boy-girl doubleheader. Freshman got off to a great start last night with a win over Clark County here at home, won by 10 or 12. Played really well. JB team kind of got punched in the mouth, but it kind of responded a little bit in the second half and bowed their neck a little bit. So I was proud of their second half effort, but you know, it's you know, we got some young kids. You know, in our JV, when our JV is a lot of freshmen, especially right now with Wyatt and Mason bagged up. You know, because those guys are probably going to get some JV minutes. You know, once we get those guys back, it'll shore the JV team up a little bit too.
You know, didn't get the girls' score. You tried to check on Twitter and different things. You get our old buddy Chris Trusty. He don't post it on Twitter, but I didn't see any score posted. So
yeah.
I don't know how things went over on that. But, Coach, thanks. I'm looking forward to seeing both teams, our teams play together, you know, on Saturday.
Yeah, and we got freshman games. We got a freshman game on Thursday against Montgomery County here, and then Saturday morning we got Ashland and Boyd County coming in here for two freshman games. So, you know, those guys are young, but we're excited about that group, and we're excited about our middle school kids. Our middle school teams are off to good starts, and we're just excited about where we are, and you know, trying to learn a different way of playing, coaching. Keeps me young, I guess.
All right. Hey, you know what we got to do before the next game? Is you and I got to get together, and we got to get the career totals and everything. So I don't have any. I don't have the old scorebook from last year. I know, brother.
I got an email. I got an email. I'll send you.
All right.
Brother Todd takes care of all that.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
All right.
465 and 266. 304. Only reason I know I had
to sit here. Yeah, I got it. Text here that says the Round girls lost 57-48 to a very good Morgan County team. So we'll get to see them against Greenup County coming up on Saturday along with the boys team. Round County opens the season with an 86-77 win over Mason County. And that is it's a good Mason County team with a couple of really good individual players tonight, Caden Reed and Jake Philhouse. Of course, Round County outdid them with those with the two big scores, with Wilburn having 33 and Braden Myers having 24. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here. Again, we'll be back with you on Saturday for a doubleheader. We'll also be back with you on Saturday morning with the Viking Sports Extra from the downtown Scott family McDonald's. And we'll talk some basketball, and I think hopefully we're going to even talk some thespians on that Saturday. We're going to try to do that. So that should be a good show. Miss my partner, Jerry Stacy, tonight. Hopefully we get him back as soon as we can. And I want to thank Owen Mundy on studio controls. Thanks to all the staff here at Round County. Travis from the Mason County Radio with his help. And all the other folks who are part of this broadcast. We're going to leave you with the final score once again. Round County 86, Mason County 77. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYRadio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.